Now, if you have been following the news in the past couple of weeks, you might have come across the story of a Queensland McDonald's worker who broke her leg taking a smoke break before her shift. Apparently the smoke zone was like up on the roof, came down the ladder. That was the end of that. The court actually ruled that she was taking an enforced work break, even though the shift hadn't started yet, which means she's now entitled to workers' compensation. So, how come that happened, and what should you do if you injure yourself at work or before work? With us now to tell us a bit more is Kim Garling. He's a Workers' Compensation Independent Review Officer for the New South Wales Government Department of Finance. Kim, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
My pleasure, Tess. Anything I can do to help, I'm always happy to do so.
Could you tell us a little bit about why this case was so unusual?
I don't think it's particularly unusual. I think it's unusual because it got media publicity, but there are a number of cases where the facts and circumstances are unusual because it's not ordinary. It's not just in the ordinary day's work. But this was a situation where not just this lady, but a number of the employees regularly started work 10 minutes before their official start time. McDonald's wanted them there 10 minutes early, so they were ready and ready to transition into their work. And it was well known to the proprietor that a number of employees would go onto the roof and smoke during that period. So it wasn't unusual at that particular workplace. And that's a regular situation. So it, if you have a workplace, if you're an employer and you know that workers are endangering themselves by doing something silly, but you know about it, and it's in the period immediately before the shift starts, then you should stop them because you run the risk. If you're an employee, you shouldn't do a dangerous activity because you're likely to get hurt. And I don't think anyone deliberately gets hurt just to get workers' comp.
No, I don't think that's a fairly commonplace situation.
Mm.
And now, starting work earlier than the shift is scheduled on doesn't seem that uncommon to me. I know personally I had a uni job that required we all had to be there 15 minutes early to be setting up for the day.
I think it's perfectly usual. And I think to some extent you could argue that the employer shouldn't be able to force you to get to work early. But where the employer suggests that that's a good idea, even if it's a not formal, but informal, look, we'd like you here a few minutes early if you don't mind, then you're at work.
And so this case in particular with the woman on the roof of McDonald's, it happened over in Queensland, but what about the laws here in New South Wales? Do they say anything that might allow for the same thing to occur?
As long as the injury that the worker incurs is in the course of employment and the employment is substantially the reason for the worker to be in that situation, then that is a compensable injury.
And so if someone does injure themselves at work, what are the steps to follow?
Well, if you're injured at work, the first thing you must do, and this is a requirement of the law, is to notify your employer. Now, that may seem sensible, but there are many instances where you are working remotely or away from the office, and you prefer to get medical attention first, which is common sense. But as soon as you can, you should notify your employer. Your employer will then notify his or her insurer, and the insurer will be in touch within 7 days to explain what happens next.
Well, Kim, we really appreciate you speaking with us this morning. Thanks for your time.
That's right. There's one important thing, though. If any worker who's been injured is having difficulty with their insurer, contact my office, which is WIRO, W-I-R-O, and we have a 13 number, 13-WIRO. So if you give us a ring, we'll help you with any questions about workers' compensation. Thanks for having me on.
We'll pop the number up in the podcast. Thanks,
lovely.
Kim.
Thank you.
That was Kim Garling. He's a Workers' Compensation Independent Review Officer for the New South Wales Government's Department of Finance, chatting with us this morning about what to do if you find yourself injured at work.